My message tonight will be about God being a clockmaker and us being the clocks. So this will be interesting. All right, so first I'm going to have you open up to Colossians 1. Colossians 1, verse 16. So my first point as you're turning to Colossians 1, 16, was that God created us for his glory. And to bring back the illustration of the watchmaker, is that a watchmaker, he can make all kinds of things, but the watches are his favorite. And because they're so intricate and very complex. And so I'm equating us as humans, his prized creation, and he creates them for his glory. So here in Colossians 1:16, it says, "For by him are all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." And then we'll turn to Revelation 4:11. It says here in Revelation 4:11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." So my second point here is God not only wants to use us, but he commands us to be usable. So let's turn back to the Old Testament now in 1 Samuel chapter 12. So we'll be in this chapter for most of my other points, so keep your Bible open here at 1 Samuel chapter 12. And we'll start in verse 24. It says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you." And to bring back the illustration, is that the watchmaker wants to create a working watch, obviously. He wants it to do what he created it to do. And if we don't do that, then we're not fulfilling our purpose. And then my third point is that God won't use us if we aren't in fellowship with him, if we're not if we're not the right time in sync with God's clock, then he won't be able to use us to tell time. So let's see here in verse number 10. Let me find it real quick. "And they cried unto the Lord and said, We have sinned because we have forsaken the Lord and have served Balaam and Ashtaroth, but now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies and we will serve thee." So the Israelites, they again went to following different gods rather than God and fell into idol worship. And this was shortly after they also wanted a king. Rather than letting God be their leader, they wanted a person to be their leader. And God wasn't very happy with them for that. And so here in this verse, they're saying, "We have sinned," but they're only brought to this conclusion because they're under captivity and they don't like the circumstances. However, they are repenting and they're confessing that they have sinned. And let's look again here, verses 14 and 15. "If you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers." And then let's look at verse 25 towards the end of the chapter. Actually, it's the last verse. "But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king." So God won't use us if we aren't in fellowship with him. So if we're not in sync with God's clock, then he will not want to use us. He wants to use a clock that is in sync with him. He can look through his shelf with all his clocks there, and he's going to pick one that's right. One that's already right with him. So let's move on to my next point, is that God is very patient and merciful with us, even when we are out of sync. So let's look at verses 16 through 22. "Now therefore, stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, Pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not. For we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king. And Samuel said unto the people, Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness. Yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And turn ye not aside, for then ye should go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. So that was the main thought of this message that led me to come up with all my other points, was that God doesn't choose to throw us away the instant that we are stubborn and don't want to sync up and work as a proper clock should. And it just shows that God is very patient, long-suffering, and merciful with us. You know, if I was the clockmaker and I had a watch that didn't want to work and just would lock up and wouldn't want to tell the right time, I just get frustrated with it, and I do that. Stomp on it a few times and make sure it's destroyed, but God doesn't do that with us. And so, but even when we're out of time, we can still come back from it because God is patient with us. So on to my next point. If you do want God to choose you from off the shelf, then you need to be a living sacrifice so that God will choose you. So let's read verses 23 through 25. This is Samuel speaking. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. And then let's turn to Isaiah 64:8. Isaiah 64:8 says, But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art potter, and we all are the work of thy hand. And so if we want God to choose us, he is the potter, we're the clay, we have to be moldable. And if we aren't, then he can't work with us very well. And so God will pick moldable clay long before he'll choose stubborn clay that's got lumps in it. And let's turn now to Romans 12 for my final verse here. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So if you want God to choose you, and if you're not in sync with him, then make sure that you get your sync, or that you get your time set right with God, and make sure that you're right with him and do his commandments, and he may use you. And pray that he will use you for his glory.